Every Saturday morning, starting in 2003, Richard Ross and his friends have stood on the lawn outside the Kodiak post office, holding a rainbow banner emblazoned with the word peace.
10 to 11, every Saturday. We welcome anybody that believes in peace to come with us.
This Saturday, Ross's group was joined by roughly 30 more people than usual, community members inspired by the global climate strike protests to hold their own demonstration in Kodiak. They held cardboard signs reading, "Denial is not a policy, and there is no Planet B." Ross was happy to have the company.
Absolutely welcome. I think it's a wonderful...
Ross arrived in Kodiak almost 50 years ago with the Coast Guard. And he said the rapid environmental changes are seen everywhere, from the low water levels in the rivers this summer to increasingly mild winters.
My first couple of years here in the early 70s, Women's Bay would freeze over. And we used to have deep snow and cold, zero and that. And it's just warmed and warmed.
Michael Hanrahan, a behavioral health specialist with the Kodiak Area Native Association, has only been in Kodiak for 4 years. But he said the record-breaking summer heat plus droughts and wildfires have put climate change in sharp focus for Alaska.
You know, I just think it's the most important issue of our time right now, climate change. And if we don't fix this, nothing else matters.
Hanrahan also brought up the importance of political action in fighting climate change.
I think it's, you know, it's a national, international issue, so it would be about, like, who we elect. So I'd hope that we elect people who are going to take action on climate change.
I mean, like, what kind of action do you want to see?
More investment into renewable energies, less subsidies to the fossil fuel industry, protection of national parks, and that type of thing. Yeah.
Sarah Lowen, Casey Lynch, Maya Edgerly, and Tanya Selva Johnson, a group of friends working in education and social work, said they feel the same.
And it shouldn't be a party issue. That's what drives me crazy.
What I would love to see is it not be one team versus the other, that we are all one team together joining to vote, to make decisions for our own wellness and the wellness of everyone after us.
And as a state, we're seeing the changes before, I think, a lot of the rest of the country. So we have the chance to be a voice for, hey, this is happening and this is what's being impacted.
All four women said they hope the demonstration makes the community more aware of the impending challenges of climate change. And they hope the sense of collective action inspires people to join in the fight. Don Roberts, a longtime volunteer crossing guard in Kodiak, said that fight is increasingly urgent.
It's kind of like driving a car. The time to stop the car is before you hit the wall, sometime before your head goes through the windshield, and we're getting to that point of no return where whatever we do is never going to be enough. And we can argue about the causes of stuff, but the fact is we are having climate change. And we have to start doing something to prepare to mitigate the problem and reverse it if we can.
Around the world, the global climate strike is a largely youth-led protest, pushing for rapid solutions to climate change like ending the use of fossil fuels and providing aid to countries most affected by the environmental shifts. Across thousands of cities, more than 1 million young people and their allies turned out on Friday to demand changes ahead of the start to the UN Climate Action Summit on Monday. Similar protests were held in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau, with climate strikes in Sitka, Haines, and Nome scheduled for later this week. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.